Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Linkin Park on K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Tuesday morning, short week ahead. You would think, Alley, of you of all people that are now living in a house with 3 animals, including 2 new ones, animal pee and poo everywhere, you would think you, of all people, would not want to go to a zoo when you have a few days off. You would
because I live in one.
You live in a zoo. And you're leaving your zoo to go to another zoo.
Well, I was talking to a friend, and she was like, you know, we should go to Santa Barbara tomorrow and go to the zoo. I heard it's going to be beautiful out, and there's not a lot of people on the roads because of Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, you know why? Because they listened to Omar's advice.
Pack your patience.
Oh, yeah. And Omar likes
that's
to...
That's not my advice at all. I hate that saying.
Then how come I have this audio?
Pack that patience.
Who's that?
God damn it.
Yeah, that's right.
I said that ironically.
And you sound so excited about it.
Pack that patience.
Yeah, we'll be playing that all summer long.
Just
get ready.
Oh, God.
When you think
F
summer,
you,
you think travel.
Pack that patience.
Hey, thanks, Omar. Always helpful.
Yeah. Why do I sound so pleasant, too?
I know. Pack that patience, everyone.
It's the happiest you've ever sounded, actually.
Yeah. Pack that patience.
All right, we will. Thanks, Omar.
God damn it.
So she was like, we should go, but I've never been. Is it better than the LA Zoo? And I was like, oh, I'd only been once before, and it was for a wedding, and it was amazing. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. That sounds great. And on a Sunday, you're right, everyone has already gotten to where they need to go. And as I sat in a ton of traffic, I thought to myself, I think this might be a mistake. Not only did we sit in a ton of traffic to get to Santa Barbara, it was super hazy and overcast and freezing the entire, like, we left great weather to go to crappy weather.
It's the worst.
And I was like, why did we do this? So then we buy tickets. You have to buy them in advance, which is already a crock. And then they say,
they don't want you to regret. Once you buy them in advance, you're kind of locked in at that point.
Yeah, and I don't know if, is that really the reason? Is that once, like, everyone's like, let's just go to the zoo on a whim, that's most people.
LA Zoo, you could buy them right at the window, and then they try to upcharge you and get you that membership, because, like, for only a little bit more, you could be an annual member here.
And you're like, this is a one-time thing.
I'm never going to come back. And then, you know, usually you come back exactly at the time when that membership would expire.
And then you're like, maybe I should, I'm still not going to do it. So you have to get a certain window, a time frame to go. And apparently everybody decided to go to the zoo that day. So the earliest time that we could get in was 1 p.m., which already I feel like half the day is already gone. You've only got a couple hours really to explore the zoo.
That just something they say? Even if you arrive early, they're not going to turn you away, right?
Yeah, that's like a BS thing. You actually believe that, Allie?
I don't know. I don't try it. I didn't try to go there early.
Really? You think the zoo would have turned you away if you got there at 10 a.m.?
No, I don't think it would turn me away.
Kill 3 hours in the parking lot. The zebras are not ready for you, ma'am.
Well, spoiler alert, there aren't any damn zebras.
Really?
There's no zebras there. There were leopards on the picture, but then when you get there, they're not there because they're remodeling or whatever. Like, oh, pardon our interruption. We're doing a little makeover on that cool area.
Yeah, they love the signs of all the cool things that would have been there any other day other than the day you're there.
Totally. totally. And then I hate it when they have the picture of the cool thing, but then you see just an empty cage or whatever. So then we, by the time we get there, we're still waiting for our friends and we're starving because it's 1 p.m.
Pack that patience.
It's lunchtime at that point. So we go, well, we might as well eat something now and then we'll start going around the zoo. Well, there's only one, maybe two places to eat in the entire thing. And there's only one register. And again, everyone has gone to the zoo that day. So there is a line a mile long to get food and only one register. But guess where the line is right next to? The gift shop. So you're forced to wait in line for 45 minutes.
You think that's a, you don't think that's a, I mean, come on, that's planned. That's them being
of
smart.
Of course it's planned.
Oh, let's make them wait in line while they're starving and then they try to calm their kids down. Let's force them to buy a bunch of overpriced.
I'd spent $50 by the time I even got to the register to order the food.
Right. Well, and, you, what a sucker. I mean, you put yourself in a situation for, this is pure on sucker moves across the board. Sucker.
How could I have planned differently?
You don't leave your house.
Okay.
At all. And you don't have to worry about any of this stuff.
So then by the time we actually get our food, by the way, they're out of half of the menu items by the time we got to the front. We eat. We're all grumpy by the time we even start the loop, right?
Zoo food, by the way, is crappy food.
It's so
There's
crappy,
There's nothing
too.
Great there,
and
man.
They,
it's
they
so
also
bad.
Get you because they're like, by the way, this turkey sandwich is $18, but it all goes to the zoo animals. So you don't feel, you're supposed to not feel bad about spending so much money on like a tiny, a little turkey sandwich.
It is funny for a place that has so many fresh animals around that the food you're eating there
is so limited and crap.
It's always bad. You're like, but I'm looking at all these live, there's all these live animals everywhere. This should be the freshest food on the planet.
They're probably getting better food.
Yeah.
So then by the time we start making our loop around, it's like 3 or 3:30. And the cool thing about the Santa Barbara Zoo is supposed to be, you're supposed to be able to interact with the animals. You're supposed to be able to go in and feed a giraffe. You're supposed to be able to walk through this like walkabout and there's kangaroos all next to you hopping around. Well, all that gets closed down in the afternoon because they're getting ready for the wedding that is going to take place later that day.
So all the
stuff is shutting down way earlier than it's supposed to. And I'm going, what the hell's going on? So the one thing that I did do because my kid was needing, you know, he was seeing all these animal experiences that he couldn't do, was this giraffe feeding, which is $8. It's extra. And I had to pay $11 for parking when I got there. Then the $8 is for four leaves of lettuce that you get to feed the stupid giraffe.
Should have eaten the lettuce. Would have been the best deal to put.
I was starving.
Should have bought the lettuce and just eaten it yourself in front of the giraffe.
The zoo guy gave me a few extra leaves just to do me a solid.
I feel it's so funny that
I'm paying $2 a leaf.
You're bitching about that. That seems like the best deal going. I think at the L.A. Zoo to try to feed those giraffes, I found to say it's at least $20.
No way.
Yeah. I think you actually have to feed the money directly. That's all they eat. Just hand the money because I'm telling you, $8 to feed an animal. I stopped one time driving up to Santa Barbara to do that feed the stupid ostrich thing. And I gave them, I think it was $20 for a couple ostrich feed. And then I went there and the ostriches weren't eating. And they go, the ostriches are full because they've been getting fed all day by tourists.
Yeah.
So what am I supposed to do with this $20 bucket of pellets I just bought?
Well,
and
that's
like,
lunch for
they're like, you can just leave it there.
What?
I'm like, what? It's a giant, all the whole feeding animals thing is, they're going to eat just fine.
Yeah, I know. So then by the time we left, I mean,
paid
I had
to feed Allie. That would have been great.
Probably spent twice the amount that I paid to get into the zoo just by doing the extra stuff that they, I think, strategically put there just so that I could leave spending $200 extra.
818 said, you're a sucker, Allie. Did you know you can bring your own food and liquor to the Santa Barbara Zoo? That's why people like it so much. You can bring your own stuff there.
What?
Yeah, so you didn't
and
know.
And is that so you only do that at the Santa Barbara Zoo?
I don't know.
You can't do that at the LA Zoo?
323. Everyone knows you're supposed to take your own food to the zoo.
Okay, because if the thing is, if I had brought my own food to the zoo, everyone would have made fun of me and called me El Cheapo. Okay?
And then like you care.
Yeah, like you're proud of that, aren't you?
Well, yeah, not really anymore because everyone shames me all the time. You guys have changed my mentality, and now I feel like I'm the loser in the group.
I thought last week Allie and her friend got moved to the zoo in Arizona.
What?
Oh, no, those are the elephants.
God damn it. It's not Arizona, it was Tulsa.
Yeah, get it right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at Spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.